AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Al-Shabaab says it will kill again. The radical group blamed for an attack on a college in Kenya in which 148 people were killed. A survivor of the attack has come out of hiding.
Cynthia Charodich said from her hospital bed that she hid in a large cupboard and covered herself with clothes as she did not want to come out even when some of her classmates came out of hiding at the demands of the gunmen from the Al-Shabaab group. Charodich said she did not believe the rescuers asking her to come out of her hiding place were there to help, suspecting at first that they were militants. Marta Migdałek, London.
Kentucky flood victims say it will take months for them to get back to their homes and apartments.
Well, last time it took about 6 to 8 months to get us back in. We were in an extended stay hotel for a while, so it was a really hassle.
That from WHAS-TV. More than 100 people had to be rescued after a half foot of rain caused flooding throughout Louisville. The AP has learned that surveys find men serving in special operations forces don't think women can meet the demands of the job. National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
The surveys are part of an ongoing effort to open all combat jobs to women. They were sent to some 18,000 men now serving in male-only positions. The AP has learned the surveys revealed doubts about whether women could handle the physical and mental demands of serving in elite commando units. The Special Operations Command says it's now trying new things to educate the force.
Police in Chicago have captured a convicted murderer who escaped from an Eastern Illinois jail and spent nearly 3 days on the run. Cameron Taylor escaped from the jail in Kankakee after beating a guard unconscious, stealing his uniform and car. Kankakee Sheriff Timothy Bukowski.
A chase of about 5 blocks ensued. He was caught and was found to have a loaded handgun in his possession.
This is AP Radio News. An auto body shop worker has been suspended over a threatening voicemail. Ed Donahue tells us more.
LMA Rudd on Facebook called the Mako franchise crooks, rude people, and liars. The man who did work on LMA Rudd's car called Billy Rudd in Maryland.
I was just personally attacked by your wife on Facebook, and I don't appreciate it at all, pal. So I want you to get her in check.
He also told Rudd to deal with it before he deals with it.
Yeah. Talk to anybody like that.
My personality is I'm as sweet as pie until you do something that, you know, is disrespectful.
Mako's president apologized and offered repairs, but the Rudd said, no thanks. I'm Ed Donahue.
The NCAA Final Four starts this evening in Indianapolis. Michigan State plays Duke in the first contest, followed by Wisconsin and unbeaten Kentucky. The women's Final Four play tomorrow in Tampa. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.